my guest, Barb Close, just said, don't get me started. And I said, wait, that's why you're here. I want to get you started. For some reason, Barb Close has come on the program in July of 2017, 2018, and now 2019. So I guess this is summer with Barb Close. Barb is one of the community leaders of the Eastern Goleta Valley Coalition and has been involved in community development for about 7-8 years. And can I mention what you also do as your main mainstay, your profession? A marriage and family therapist, which is just what we need here. If you could please come in every week and help us. And welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Barb Close.
Thank you, Mark.
You're such a busy woman that you don't even have time for Barbara. It's got to be Barb.
Yeah.
We just got to move on. Impressive. And I like your voicemail. I have a client who's also a marriage therapist, and she ends with the same words. If this is an emergency, call 911.
That's kind of a state suggestion / mandate.
Well, and you right, because you never know. Someone could just leave a message. And but I think I might I think I might use that on my outgoing voicemail, because, you know, things get stressed in real estate.
You can borrow that. You know,
just call 911. So last week, my guest, Mark Schneep, economic forecast director, he mentioned in passing some of the numbers in Santa Barbara County, and he didn't have any position at all. He was mentioning that we're going to wait and see what the tax benefits are. But clearly, the dollars are the goal line for a lot of people. Not to say that there are not people out there. And just yesterday, a letter to the editor talked about how it's cannabis has very real medical benefits.
Yes.
But it's, as they say in Santa Barbara County, it's a big controversy. So you are involved how?
I am involved because I'm part of, I was the Eastern Goleta Valley Coalition when we were working through development in our area. But now I'm the cannabis organization that has formed called the Santa Barbara County for Responsible Cannabis. We are people who are from every district. So there's 5 districts. And each district had its own little groups, like down in San Ynez, there was, you know, the wineries. And then up in North County, there was a group. And then there's Carpinteria, of course, who's getting the most impact. And then in my area, the second district, we're having some people starting to grow next to neighborhoods. So we all decided to join together under one umbrella organization.
And I did not know that about the Eastern Goleta Valley. Where are they proposing to grow out there? Is it just proposing, or have they started?
No. On South Patterson, there's a couple nurseries / greenhouses that have applied, and they are right next to some really beautiful neighborhoods right on the coast. And so that group has got together, and I think actually they've kind of have an attorney to represent them, because that's kind of what you need, because the supervisors haven't really listened to a lot of what we're saying. And then on the other end of Patterson, which is near Cathedral Oaks.
Yes.
That whole area in Fairview, they're all up above the whole other side of Cathedral Oaks is called what they say Ag 2, which are larger ag parcels. And right now there's absolutely no growing restrictions at all. And so, you know, those people, all of those people are vulnerable to waking up one morning and having this odor and having trucks and having traffic and their whole lives disrupted.
So people are, to put it mildly, would you say that this was approved by the Board of Supervisors and maybe they didn't think through all the ramifications and offshoots of what would result? I mean, what is that your complaint?
Yeah, and Mark, that's absolutely 100% accurate, because even at the last board meeting, one of the supervisors said this is the first time that he remembers that we have put especially a land use policy together. And then now, you know, we're going back and we're trying to figure it out after the fact, after we've told all these people that they can go ahead and grow and, you know, we'll get back to you later and tell you what some of the regulations are. So now we've had 2 years of these kind of unpermitted kind of, you know, rogue people out there that don't have any kind of enforcement or any kind of oversight. And we're finding, you know, that it's really got a huge negative impact on residents and their quality of life. And Carpinteria probably is the place where people are targeting because they've had it the longest and they have the most density there. And, you know, people can't open their windows. It's just really, really sad.
Now I hear, and we're also talking about pot being grown inside greenhouses. We're not talking about growing outside?
Well, the ag too would be is all going to be outside.
Oh, that's above Cathedral Oaks on Patterson?
Yeah. That would all be outside as of now. And then...
with a very tall fence, I imagine.
Well, a fence doesn't stop odor.
No, but...
and the ones in Carpinteria, yes, are supposed to be in greenhouses. Some of them are very old and they leak. The systems, the odor abatement systems, are still being tried out. And there's a lot of problems, but we've gone ahead and permitted people to grow acres and acres and acres of cannabis without really testing it out first.
Yeah, you know, there's two issues. You mentioned, of course, the trucks and traffic. I don't know how severe that would be. I mean, people live next to, you know, they're growing strawberries and broccoli, and so I imagine there would be trucks. So I don't know if there'd be, you know, there might even be less trucks for cannabis. I don't know if it takes longer to grow or just one harvest at once, maybe. But I think the mainstay of your concern and people is the odor.
That is the one that is the most upsetting for people because it's completely changed their quality of life. So besides the odor, though, there's people who have developed asthma. There's respiratory conditions, eye conditions. Like the terpenes in the cannabis are cause those things.
I'm laughing because, I mean, it's not funny at all, but I'm laughing because this letter to the editor, July 14th, Sunday, the Santa Barbara News Press, titled Cannabis Has Very Real Benefits, and she's mentioning that smoking cannabis cures some of the ailments you just delineated as a result of the odor of growing the pot. So you just tell everyone to smoke the pot, and that'll cure them from growing the pot. That's... And I'm not, I'm making light of it. This woman wrote in. It's a very good argument. And I have no argument against medical marijuana. And I thought making it legal the way they did without thinking things through wasn't too good. It should have been decriminalized a long time ago and just kind of been more on the down low. But when they made medical marijuana legal, and instead of having a little packet to go into CVS or Costco, they opened up their own stores. It's the only prescription drug that has their own stores. I knew right away this was all coming.
Right.
And again, I'm not against pot. Smoke all the pot you want. Shouldn't go to jail. Should be decriminalized. But it's just, it's snowballing and with these ramifications. So what's the tenor? You sent me a link of a meeting with the Board of Supervisors, June 10th. And as a matter of fact, it seems like your group and many people who were speaking benefited from a power outage that allowed more public input. Some guy ran into an electrical pole up in Santa Maria.
Well,
he a member of your group? I want to know right now if you actually.
That's a good question. I wasn't in Santa Maria, but I don't think it allowed for more public comment. I think they were going to take it all the way up till the end anyway, but it just made it a little bit more. You know, they had to adjust a little bit. And then it went so late because they had 200 people. It says 200 speakers, which is, like, ridiculous.
Unheard of.
But they didn't really have time for discussion afterwards. The supervisors didn't. So that's what they're going to do tomorrow.
That's June 16th, which might be yesterday for people listening at different times. But yes. June 16th, 2019, a follow-up Board of Supervisors. Is that also up in Santa Maria?
I think that's here in Santa Barbara.
Will you attend?
I'm going to attend part of it because I have to work.
But groups, of course, many, many members of your group. You are part of the Santa Barbara County for Responsible Cannabis.
I think that because what they're doing is they're looking at the ordinance and looking to make some changes that may benefit us, then the people who are in the cannabis industry are probably going to be showing up in full force because they don't want any more restrictions, you know. So that's just been the rub the whole time, is that we've existed here, our community's been here, our neighborhoods have been here, our homes have been here, and suddenly this industry kind of plops in and takes over. And they have such a air of entitlement, you know, and Santa Barbara County has been targeted as the cannabis capital of the nation. And so they're doing everything that they can to make that happen. And we're trying to fight that.
My guest, Barb Close, she's been involved in community development for about 7-8 years, part of the Eastern Goleta Valley Coalition, and now part of Santa Barbara County for Responsible Cannabis. I mean, it makes sense that pot would be grown here because everything grows well here.
Right.
There was a lot of existing greenhouses. The smell, it seems to be, the odor, I should say, is the mainstay of the objections to this. Is that fair? I mean, you mentioned other, you know, traffic, but... And there's an odor abatement system that you mentioned, and I read about, and really expensive. Mm-hmm. And you would think with today's technology there might be a way, but when you have, I mean, how many plants could be in a greenhouse? A thousand? Hundreds?
Tens of thousands.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, we're talking like some of the biggest grows. They've said the two biggest grows in the world are in Santa Barbara.
And so, yeah, you would think a filtration system technology today should be able to fix that, but not so much. I mean, do we have studies? Do we know that they tried it? How long have they had it?
It's kind of, my understanding is that it's a little bit new and they've tried some of it in Colorado. There's a couple systems that seem to be more effective, but one of them only filters out 90%. And so, Mark, there's all these different, like, little pieces to it. You know, it's like, at what time do they vent the greenhouse? And if there's wind? Or does the system get the top part of the greenhouse? Or, you know, there's carbon filters, which are really expensive. There's also scents that they put out to what, either mask or neutralize, kind of whichever you want to think of it, some of the odor. But the thing is, they're putting out chemicals into the air. And in Carpinteria, the way that it is geographically, you know, that the air kind of sits in this sort of
basin.
Yeah. And so they're just trying to say that, you know, the people that really care about it are like, we're racist, we're NIMBYs, we're making a big deal about things. But there's people whose lives have been really turned kind of upside down as far as their quality of life. And, you know, they're not doing that because they don't have anything else to do.
Right. I imagine if you're suddenly in the proximity and you just open your window and you just can't get away from it.
Right.
It has to be very... taxing, and taxing is why it's being grown, because dollar signs are there. Again, personally, I think pot should have been decriminalized a long time ago. Medical marijuana is fine. You just got to think these things through. Now, I was reading through, you sent me some notes from that June 10th supervisor meeting. And apparently Sarah Miller McCune wrote a letter to Das Williams. And I guess she's part of your group or funding part of this? Or she's...
I think that she is in some way supporting us trying to make some regulations that will be good for the residents.
You know... I saw a photo in that same article of Andy Caldwell, who's kind of part of business.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine he's not part of your group. Imagine
I think he's always kind of his own person.
He's on the other. Okay. Well, we can leave it at that.
He's his own group.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, or today Mark Schneidman's Radio Pot Show, taking pot shots at Barb Close, who's part of the Santa Barbara County for Responsible Cannabis. And people out there who, like this letter to the editor, she sees it as a medicine. It's helped her tremendously. No one, I think, wants to take that away. I think the people who had it right were the guys who were always growing up in Humboldt County, out in the middle of nowhere, and they had these secret grow fields. I don't think anyone complained about the odor. And nobody was stealing from them. Of course, they probably had guard dogs and guns. But periodically, the police or whoever did that would find them and burn it. And it seems like, but we have all these existing greenhouses. It's not as if you can go out somewhere and build greenhouses. It wouldn't be inexpensive.
No, but this industry is very well funded. They have investors from outside of the United States and inside the United States.
What do you think? I mean, I was half joking about, growing way out in the wilderness, Humboldt County, away from everybody. What do you think the answer is?
Well, we have that opportunity because in the county, we are 97% agriculture and 3% urban. So why do we need to grow cannabis in our little 3%? You know, there's plenty of places, not way out in the wilderness, but where we could relocate and people would be fine. It would be like a win-win situation.
No wind.
No wind. We'll stop the wind.
No wind. But of course, that's fraught with, that would be very costly and to, create a whole land. Although these guys did it illegally for years and probably made a lot of money from it. With very rudimentary watering system, I would read about it periodically. Actually, it was probably pretty sophisticated.
It's very sophisticated.
And these guys were doing it illegally and doing very well, and you just have to be worried about poachers. But I think today with
guard dogs and guns.
camera detection. Or we could build a great big wall to keep out the poachers of pot. So that's part of your answer. I mean, is to move it somewhere else or minimize the amount grown?
Yeah, we are the only county that has no limit on how much you can grow. We have no caps. Like San Luis Obispo, I believe for every 100 acres, they can grow 3 acres. And three quarters, there's like 548 counties and cities in California. Three quarters of them have banned everything. And then most of the others have put a cap on it. If you have this much land, you can grow this much cannabis. We have done none of that. There's no caps. There's no limits. There's no acreage limits. There's just like, it's just been a free for all.
How about a greenhouse on a barge out in the ocean? You're laughing. I just thought of that. Be very expensive, of course, to build and maintain and fuel.
Well, this industry brings in a lot of money.
It's starting, but they made it so expensive that I think from what I've read, the black market is still surviving. They're just lowering their price. But they do make a lot of money. So.
And we in Santa Barbara, because we only have two places who have two growers who I think have been legally permitted now or licensed, we don't have a really good tracking system. So we don't tax by acreage or by number of plants. I think it's just by self-reporting. So we don't even really know exactly how much each grower is taking in and how to tax that effectively at this point.
My guest is Barb Close. She's a member of the Santa Barbara County for Responsible Cannabis, apparently members from all five county districts, and been involved in the Eastern Goleta Valley Coalition for many years. We're talking about pot, centered about Carpinteria. There's another Board of Supervisors meeting coming up July 16th, 2019. I found an article about real estate values and pot. And I'd like to take a commercial break, come back and tell you about that. And also ask you I have a stump the guest question.
Uh-oh.
Unrelated to pot. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radioreal estate.com, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT.